thank God we did the Rambam. Makes it possible to move a little bit. Let me introduce this Mishnah. No one has written about it, no one has said anything about it. I went through all on this sefer I have that has what? 31 propulsion. How much responsibility does a Jew have to stay in touch with the latest warnings of the OU that the Hashgacha has been removed from this and this place? Or that this Hashgacha is a false Hashgacha? Practically, your people are running homes. What's your achayas? I see every now and then a report that a product is no longer acceptable. As far as I know, that announcement was made 6 months ago. I didn't see it for 6 months. Interesting child in running a home. I'll put it in more formal terms. What achayas does a Jew have to check whether all the halachas that he was taught by his home, by his school, are still valid? We have a Sanhedrin that wakes up every morning and decides to change the halacha. We know we have that authority. So we're supposed to check what system do they have? They're also internet. Every morning you have to check Google. That's really the unspoken shaila that the Mishnah is asking. What responsibility does a person have to check regularly whether a previously acceptable previously acceptable conduct according to the Sanhedrin is no longer acceptable? Remember, they didn't have an internet, they didn't have a radio. Must have had some means, though, of informing the people. Hovo bezdin v'yodu sheto v'choso behen. Okay? That's how we started. Bezdin was hovo betos. They recognized their tos and they reversed themselves. Bein sheviyo kaparoson, bein shelohiv kaparoson, whether they already bought the par helen sibul or not. So this was a big deal. It had to be around for some time already, where people all joined in and followed this new psak of Bezdin, where they were matir chelev shel adakin chel shel akeres. Beholach, the Yochid then, Beosa al pihem, he did not know of the second psak. He only remembered the first one, that this chalev is really shuman, you can eat it. Rabbi Shimon Potel, Rabbi Shimon says, simple question, why did he eat this chalev? Because he wanted to, he's amazed. He ate his chalev because the Chazal said it wasn't chalev. Sense that it wasn't chalev. Therefore he's potter. He was tola al das bezdin. We follow that klal, tola al das bezdin. He's potter from a korban yochid. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer Sofik. I don't know. I don't know how to paskin the shayla. Sofik. Ezeo sofik. Right? Yoshav lo besol besol chayav. I don't see this. This thing I see cannot be answered directly. It requires a little more information. The question is, how much responsibility did this fellow have to find out that Bezdin has changed his mind? Why should it occur to anybody that Bezdin has changed your mind? Nevertheless, that's why he says Sofik. Why? Yosha Beso Beso, he's sitting home. English translation. He goes to meeting in the morning, he goes shopping in the afternoon, right? His wife is out, his children are out, he's living a normal life. I expect him to be aware of what's happening in his community. And therefore, listen carefully to this pshat. Therefore, he becomes a tole b'das hatzmo. For if you're tole b'das bezdin, you check up what bezdin is saying all the time. But were you a ganza knacker yourself? You also paskin shailas? So they paskin that this chaylev is shuman. You agreed with them. Then they took it out of your mind. You have no problem. But if when they paskin that this chaylev, which your mother taught you, was chaylev, she comes to bezdin saying it's shuman. It already lit a little light in your brain. This is a strange thing. All along, it's treif, now it's kosher. You can't just disregard that. So there should be an issue that you're aware of, right? Therefore, if you're living your normal life, yoshal b'sol beso, right? Then I expect the only reason that you ate this chaylev, because you put it out of your mind because you concurred with them. So you became a tol al das hatzvo. Because if you were tol b'das hacherim, here, tol al bezdin, it means that you were perturbed. For years it was chaylev. Then it becomes shuman. And you're aware it's only because bezdin said so. And it's only because bezdin said so that it should have been in your mind as a chidush of Bezdin. And if such, I will not accept the fact that you just disregarded the fact that in the street they were talking about the issue and that Bezdin had changed his mind. You weren't interested in listening, that's why. Halach lo medina sayom, but the poor fellow, he left on a trip. He's worried about staying alive. He's worrying about surviving the ocean trip, right? His mind is not on chaylev shuman. Therefore, if he keeps on eating this chaylev, thinking it's shuman, because he was told al das bezdin. But what is Rabbi Eliezer introducing over here? A psychological what? It's a dissection of human psychology. How you evaluate people's decision making. The fact that he disregarded the public furor that was going on is because he was confident in his own psak. We call it tola das hatzmo. But if he was really perturbed by the fact that all the years it was chaylev and now it became shuman, then it would have been something that he would have been sensitive to, and the moment a discussion arose, he would have been aware of it. That's the assumption of it. That's what he calls suffix. I don't know how to evaluate this fellow's reaction to the first psak. Was it a chidish to him and he's only told al das bezdin? Oh no, since he concurred with the Bezdin psak, that's why he put it out of his mind. So he ends up that he's really a tol al das hatzmo. Not such a simple heads, but trying to explain why he's talking. Yeah.
is he the only person that's making this mistake? Does everyone else already know?
Yeah. Everyone. Others know. You soon see. That's a little bit more obvious when Moritz starts discussing how they brought the korban. So if the korban halom tzivah was bought by people knocking on your door and collecting money, mishalochem going around collecting each individual. If, however, the par halom tzivah was brought from the treasury, from Hegdish treasury, maybe you didn't know about it. So you know the factors come in here.
Would Rabbi
okay, let me stop here with an important point. I'm crossing the George Washington, I'm approaching the George Washington Bridge. Tell you, give me shot in the Mishnah. And when I get a mile or two from the bridge, I turn on my radio to see what's happening. And I turn on an 88. Yeah, and the language is, despite the last few days of difficulty, the George Washington Bridge is open, top level, no delays. I approach the bridge, we gotta make a turn off, either go lower level or upper level. I cited no delays, upper level is shorter, I'll go to the upper level. Okay. As I pass the toll gate, the radio is still on. The guy, same guy is on the radio. Right? He says, well, there's just been an accident in Cross Bronx Expressway, right? And the traffic is building up. It hasn't yet reached the tolls, the toll gate of the bridge, but crossing the bridge is very, very slow. Okay. I got caught. Therefore, I'm part of a cold. I became a cobra. The guy behind me, though, a mile behind, right? He went ahead. He heard the same report I heard, the first one. But then he turned off his radio. And then he came. He really got caught. He's being caught. He's still there. I made it, too, just as the traffic is building up. He's there. He's still waiting there. Because as I left the bridge, traffic stopped. Which means they were clearing out the accident, they stopped all the lanes. Yeah. Is he amazing? Or is he a shogun? Does he bring a call or not? Does he have any tightness or not? I say to him, you should have listened to the radio. Right? Well, he said, I did listen to the radio. He said, everything is okay. I heard the first psak of Bezdin. First psak of Bezdin said it's Schumann. I'm supposed to listen to see if there's a second psak of Bezdin? Okay, that's the marshal and the nimshal.
What if he didn't turn off the radio, he just changed to the other station for a moment to listen to, got caught up in the song, and then go back in time to hear the second one?
Okay, same thing. That's the question. What is the question? How much care does a Jew have to take to make sure he's reserving the mitzvah Hashem?
It's part of the cheshbon, if there's a chazaka,
that's everything, sure.
So we live by chazakos. So why we live by chazakos.
Sure.
So why doesn't he have the right to be so much on the chazaka?
That's why God gave a kol machatos and a par helem tzivu, right? Sure. Not amazing. Mm-hmm. You're a shogeg. Oy mamuto. All right, watch. It develops not better than that. Omar Rabbi Kiva, watch Rabbi Kiva. Moda ani bozeh. I admit, in the case of the Medina Sayom, the fellow is on a ship, and the storm is storming the whole world, and he's seasick half the time. You want to worry about what's Bezin saying now? Shu korov leptur. Korov leptur lepoto minachova. He's closer to being potter from bringing a kol chatas yochid than to be required there. how you figure the this next line. A line that doesn't seem to make sense. Amalo, right? Amalo Benazai, Maishna Zeh Min Ayoche Beveso. What does that mean? He didn't know a chilik between a Medina Sayam, a guy going on a Minsham and Yoshe Beveso. It's not an obvious chilik. One fellow's home, he can hear what's happening. One guy's up on an ocean voyage. What kind of question is that, Maishna? What's the answer? Shayoshe Beveso Efshoy Olu Sheishoma. No, what kind of kasha? It's a kasha teretz. What's the question? He asked Rabbi Kiva, why is it different Yoshe Beiso? Rabbi Lezer says there's a chilik if Yoshe Beiso or not. Kongo Yalkiva says, I think you got a point there. That Yoshe Beiso, I can understand, that the whole of Nina Sayom, yes, I think is called to a real shogi, who's told about Das Bezdin. No, come on, people.
So you see that Ben Azai holds that once Bezdin tells him what to do, he has zero achrayis to check up. Bezdin told him it was mutter. He doesn't have to be choshish that Bezdin changed its mind. So this guy, anything that he does, whether he turns on his radio or he doesn't turn on his radio, either way he's a shogi, because all he did was exactly what he was told, and that's it. He doesn't have to be choshish that anything changes.
I'm bothered. What is Ben Azai's question?
So he says there's no chiluk. He says nobody told me otherwise, so I don't have to be choshish anything. She says, my shno, what's the difference? So he's in the community or he's not in the community. Nobody told him to change his mind. He's not chayav.
No, I couldn't accept it. It overlooks the pshita. There's a pshita over here.
Maybe we're saying
you're asking a question. Why should know? Why is the chilik? You know what you're talking about. You said his responsibility. So you're a chilik, but he's off on in the middle of an ocean, right? They say, and he's seasick, or he's sitting home eating chowt.
So, the one who's going out of town, maybe he's going to a town. Oh no, it doesn't work. Where he was just learning in yeshiva, it doesn't work. There's no Sanhedrin there.
What about if the person who's sitting in the house is sick also, I'm fearing for his welfare and his life, and he's not?
Okay, people, I spent certainly 15-20 minutes last night on this line and came up with, I think, a proper chiddush. Okay. There are two separate inyanim here. One inyan is, as we've been discussing, what's your responsibility as a full Jew to know what's happening with your Jewishness, not know with your halachas. There's a bezin, right? You've got to be alive. You cannot claim to be an observant Jew if you're not observant of anything. That's what I told you once. Kodesh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Sneh, right? Vayar Hashem kiso liros. And God saw that Moshe turned around to see what's happening. Sneh boer, beinu ukal, right? So the Medrash says that all the shepherds were there. Yeah, it's all Brennan. Didn't bother them. Vayar Hashem kiso liros, says I learned pshat. And God saw he's an observant Jew. An observant Jew, I'll give him a Torah. Gotta be an observant Jew. Right? That's the issue. No, there's a second issue. That's the key over here. Second issue is the original Psak Din of Bezdin. Why did you accept it? Because you told about Das Bezdin or because you agreed with them? That's what we had before. That was a key distinction in Tola B'daz Vesni. Right? If he's a Talmud Chacham and he agrees with them, no good. He's not Tola B'daz Vesni. That's the question. That's what Manazai asked. You took care of the Chilik. Does he have to go on checking or not? I'm not interested in the checking. I'm interested in the original Psak Din. Is the fact that he didn't check does not prove that he was Tola B'daz Asmo? Because if he was Tola B'daz Bezdin, as I said before, I grew up in a frum house and they told me this is Chalev. So for 20 years of my life, it's Chalev and suddenly it becomes Shuman. That doesn't disappear from your mind. Therefore, I'm choshed that the reason you accepted the Psak Bezdin is because you concurred with Psak Bezdin. If you concur with Psak Bezdin, it's not a Psak Bezdin, it's Tola B'daz Asmo. That's the always that key distinction that the Gemara made before. So now you understand. Now he have a nice kasha teretz. Amar Ben Azai Maishna. Maishna zem in ayosha beveso. So what's Ben Azai asking? The gabei tolu b'das asma tolu asachin. What difference make whether he's on a trip or not on a trip? That was on the original psak, on the first psak of Bezdin, how did he approach it? So Rabbi Kiva answered, Shayoshe Bebeso Efter Hoyoshi Yishma, Zelo Efter Hoyoshi Yishma. Therefore, I don't look back at the original psak. I only check, did he behave properly now or didn't he behave properly now? Sure, behind it all, I say, if he didn't check up, maybe it's because he's Tola B'daz Asmo. He didn't stay in touch with his big chiddush of Bezdin, of making chaylev into Shuman. So they said, oh, so Rabbi Givi says, on this situation, I lean more towards the fact that Mestama, you shouldn't be choshed that he's Tola B'daz Asmo. Because both factors interact. If he's Tola B'daz Asmo, he doesn't bother checking. If he's told Al Bezdin, he was told Al Bezdin before to accept the heter, he should be told Al Bezdin now again. He should be continuously checking.
In the back, they have the Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam.
Yeah.
So the Rambam learns that the Machlokas is about someone that was going to go.
No, not sex. No, it's not the Rambam. That's the Gemara. We have the Gemara. Rambam in the Mishnah. It's not fair, he looked at the Gemara. Yeah. we'll pick that up in a minute. Yeah, that's the Gemara called Ishazik. He agreed to go. Okay.
Rebbe.
Let's get by the people. First of all, I should have mentioned that, by the way. It's next week will be the last week that I'll be able to say shiur. I'm leaving the following Monday. The 21. So, right? As I told you that before. Yeah.
So what is it saying that Rabbi Shimon brings? Why does it start with what Rabbi Shimon brings? The Rabbi Lazar is Rabbi Shimon's son, right?
Yes, I know. About that minute.
So why do we have the lead-in of what Rabbi Shimon says, to then be told that the modification is brought by, and then we don't.
No. I need Rabbi Shimon first of all for the halacha that Atola al Das Bezdin, right? That he's potter from a Kol Miyochid. Remember that we had that before. Rab Yudi, Rab Meir, that was not everybody agreed. We started off the Gemara saying that there it's only the opinion of Rab Yudi, and the Rabbanan argue. What they argue, they say no. If there's a Yochid always has to bring his own korban. That the Ptur only comes when there's a korban tzibur that patterns the yochid, but without the korban tzibur, the yochid always has to bring a korban, according to the two sheetahs we learned before already.
Okay.
Okay, that really finishes that Mishnah. Okay, this really is, I saw someplace, one of the Mephoshim, that in some editions, this is the second Mishnah that comes out. Because really, it's two separate topics. All right. Now we go a separate halacha. So the first, the Reish of the Mishnah, as I'm learning on the definition of Tol al das Hasmo, Tol al das Bezdin. That's what the Mishnah really analyzes. That's the Chedek Yoshev Reisu, etc. Now comes the second half of the Mishnah. That goes back to Sanhedrin. What kind of a goof, what kind of error did they make? And see, thank God we learned the Rambam, so this should come easy. Hovo bezin lakol es kol haguf. Okay. Gemara will have to define what kol haguf means. But basically, for now, it means they went ahead and misread the Torah, so that a whole halachic unit of the Torah was misunderstood. A whole unit of Isur, they declared Heter. What's called a whole unit, we'll soon see. Umbul. Example number one. They said, a nida batova. I wondered, again, I'll give you a personal vignette. I mentioned it once before, I think. When the Ethiopians started coming to Eretz Yisrael, my son, Rav Yaakov, was the medical officer. He was then medical director of Lanyado Hospital. So he was appointed as the medical officer. They came to Netanya in the Orleans Hotel. And I told you, he did some very nice things. Biggest thing was, since he was supposed to give them medical lectures with a translator on personal hygiene and so on, he also told them about a little bit about Yom Kippur was coming. He told them that all Jews go into the mikveh Yom Kippur. Yeah. And they accept to become Jews again. And he was told 331 people Erev Yom Kippur with a bezdin of Geirus, right? Was my shvein at Paskin already that Ethiopians were not Jewish. Anyway, the first lecture that they heard was from the government, office in charge of Ethiopian Aliyah, and a woman came to lecture to them. Most likely from your reading you're aware that the Ethiopians observed Taras HaMishpocha. I mentioned to you they had the menstrual hut, where the Rambam's famous tshuva, that if they follow the halacha of ein oberet al hasaf, the woman can't pass the sill of the house when she's a nida, she has to sit outside, then you know they're not Jewish. But we don't have such a halacha. So you know that the source comes from someplace else. That was Rama has a famous tshuva on it, on African women. Shade over in Arasaf that shows they're not Jewish.
That they have to stay in the tent?
So talk, yeah, a little hut outside, a menstrual hut. New Jewish agency, whoever was in charge, didn't want that to develop in Eretz Yisrael for them. So the first lecture they heard was a woman telling them about menstrual laws. So I know you people follow menstrual laws, etc., etc. That's because you're in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't have such things. And she would bevatel the whole Hanoge. The goal was to eradicate anything that smells Jewish. Why are the peasant passing that way? The Hilchus Nida applies only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. They have a Ramban to prove it.
The Mishnah says they said there's no Hilchus Nida at all.
Huh?
The Mishnah says that there was no Nida at all.
Right.
Maybe if they said it was Toli Ba'aretz, it wouldn't be the same thing.
It could be. We'll soon see. Good. Not a lot of things don't have clear. I told you we have to define what Kol HaGuf means. Right. Okay. Next example. Avol habo al they said, yesh nida b'torah. I'll get back again, sorry. Ho bezen lako kol aguf. What's an example of kol aguf? Amu ein nida b'torah. Ein Shabbos b'torah. Ein avodah zarah b'torah. Hare elu p'turin. I'm a p'tur meaning there's no korban helam tzibur on such a case. Instead, God will give them a fireside seat. Loyal my boy. Okay. Hohu levatel mixas ulekai mixas. Right? Harelu chayovin. That's already the structure that allows for the special korban of par helam tzibur. Kesat. And of course, you have to add to this, and the people followed them naturally. And Rov Tzibur followed it. Kesat, what's the example of mixas? Omru yesh nida b'Torah, avol habo al shameres yom keneged yom potur. Shameres yom keneged yom doesn't have an isul b'bailo, it's only an isul tumor. That's how I want to learn Pshat. They got to say something. What's Shemel Shom Kiyom then? It's the Mutelos the Bible. Very nice. We learned Maseches Nidah. You know, very nice distinction between Kodesh and Chulin. The Gabi Kodesh is a Nidah. The Gabi Chulin, not. Or, next example. Yei Shabbos B'Torah. But, the Avmoloch HaMotzi Mirchus HaYochel Mirchus HaRabim Poto. I told you, Boshan, that we went to that Rambam, so it shouldn't sound strange to you. Yesh avodas kochove matova. Avol hamishtachave is potu. Sure, avodazora means if you go ahead and you make an announcement. You make a commitment, a confession of faith to the Avodah Zarah. Then it's called Avodah Zarah. But some, you bow down to him? No, I'm just being a gentleman. Right? Then Hare'elu Chayovim. That's the structure for a Par Helam Tzibur. Shenemar Benelam Dovo Velo Kol Haguf. Just jump ahead, the Gemara will have it. Look at the Pasuk on the side. You have it, you have the Pasuk again. Vim kol adas yisol yishgu. V'nelam dovo me'inei hakol. So the Gemara will tell you, I can read that Pasuk, and there's a tradition for it. I can transpose a letter to the next word. V'nelam dovo, I will now translate. Transpose it, v'nelam midovo. I'll use the mem twice. Mem is the end of the word nelam and the beginning of the word dovo. So when I'm nelam midovo, from a thing, Mi dovo means a part of it, not the whole thing. Lo kol dovo. That's what it means. Dovo v'lo kol dovo. V'nelam dovo, dovo v'lo kol aguf. Okay? Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav. My time with Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon hold? You can't say only on the first part. I would like only on the second part. Meaning, why does Rav Shimon hold? There's a big kasha here. Okay, let's see if you can define what the kasha really is on Rav Shimon. We gave these hezbeirim, although I can't give you a moko, but I gave it so-called in my name. I'm sure it's not my name. I already told you many times over the years, you pick up things. Remember like my good vote, the chilek between plagiarism and originality is a bad memory.
And even that I stole from someone.
Yeah. So you think it's your own. That's so. What's he really asking? He's asking on the second half. Bezdin brought the korban already, and this idiot doesn't know what's happening outside. And he went ahead and he followed the first shot. So what's the problem? The issue I raised several times is a part of the machlokas. Sin has to have expiation. Where is the expiation of sin? Mela, I followed Bezdin, then they brought the korban that took care of me. But they brought the korban already, and then I followed them. And the Rav Shimon says, you're still potter. Why are you potter then? There's no korban to cover your sin. Follow that?
There's no korban to follow.
Bezdin brings the korban, Halam Sibu, that covers all the sins, all the people. But this fellow had heard the first psak, didn't hear the second psak. They already brought a korban. He doesn't know if it's going on outside there. And then he ate the chalev. And so Rav Shimon says he's potter. Why? She was told al das Bezdin. Why is he potter? Where's the korban though? That's what the kash is. How is he potter? There's no korban for his chet. The answer is, he was an onus. That's what I like to say. I then classify him as an onus. Watch. I'm going to have my time with Rav Shimon. Holable shoes best in who oser. He didn't answer par helem tzibur. He says, why? A man who acted b'reshus bezdin, he's potter. Period. I gave you. No, where did I say that? Not here, someplace else. Yeah. I mentioned to you when we said if someone had relations with his wife in Pirsa Nida. I told you. Right? He's an honest. Period. Not a show gig, no korbanos. Honest. Here, he's adding a different lotion though. No, I don't want to leave it just as honest. That's too easy. Should have said honest. So, more compared to the aloche in the Sechas Makos. A Shlir Bezdin, I gave that example to you also. A Shlir Bezdin is schlepping a fellow to Bezdin who doesn't want to go. And while schlepping him, right, he trips, the fellow hits his head and dies. Doesn't go to Bezdin, he doesn't go to Golos, doesn't go to Ori Miklot. Why Shebel Shuz Bezdin who owes it? He worked under the immunity of Bezdin. Right? That's what he's saying. If he works on the Muni Besen, I don't make him individually responsible for what he did. Onus is an easier word term. That's what onus really means. What does onus mean? How do you define onus really? Very nice. You should have that dictionary definition. Onus means you didn't do it. Misasek means you didn't do it. You woke up in the middle of the night and you flipped on the light, right? Friday night. Did you do an aveda? Why? The mind was not engaged. You were brain dead. Brain was divorced from the body. That's onus, misasek, and that's putran here. Tola al das bez, not my das. My brain was disengaged. I didn't sit in judgment what I should do and not do. I was told al das bez. Therefore, I did not do anything.
But are you then responsible if you knew that one time you woke up in the middle of the night and you flipped the light to then every coming Shabbat to put something over it so that it won't happen again?
Yeah, that's another. It wouldn't. I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu has real problems with the failing economy of the world. Yet Kadosh Baruch Hu promised, right? Nos lechem b'chol bosor. So how does he do? So there's some people who shomazels can't earn a living the other way. See, went ahead and had them invent a little cover for the light, the cover Shabbos, just to give them a way to make a living. At all, no chiyuv to do it though.
No, but I'm saying you could put a piece of the tape.
Yeah, I use a piece of plate, adhesive tape. I never bought one of those things. We have three of them for three other bathrooms, but my bathroom only has a piece of tape.
The way the Rebbe's learning
at $4 a piece nowadays.
The way the Rebbe's learning the question of the Gemara that the carbon was already brought, so how could you potter the guy who did the Aveira?
Right.
So maybe the answer could be that the carbon potters him anyway, because he did it behoraz bezdin.
You see,
it's not the Maisa because he's an honest.
Yeah,
I hear
what you're saying, but
he didn't do anything.
So,
but it's all Tolly what Bezdin told him to do.
A carbon that was nikab 6 months ago cannot be kapara.
But the kapara is not for what he did. The kapara is for the fact that Bezdin was machshel everybody.
No. That's Bezdin's problem. I have a problem. That's why you have a yochid. You have a machlokas with a yochid. He spotted with a korban bezdin. No, it's not hard to say that. You could say it. Say it loud. Yeah, loud argument weak. Okay.
No.
Iked Amri. That's one shot. Where I'm learning the shot. Shkiva, what? Oh, the Boshu's Bezdin who Osa. Right? Then he's Poto like an Onos is Poto. And I think we can put it now in definitive terms. Because if he's Tola al Das Hatzmo, Tola al Das Bezdin, he's not al Das Hatzmo. And when you do something not al Das Hatzmo, you're an Onos. That's defined of an Onos or Misasek. And therefore you're Poto from your Maise. The Maise isn't attributable to the individual. Iked Amri, second way to understand why Rav Shimon says he's potter, even though the korban was nekrav already. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Omer Hoye Rav Shimon, Kol Horo Sheyotza Berov Tzibur, Yocher Oso Potter. Lefi shlo nitna horo elo lahafchin bein shogeg lemezin. What's he saying? Oh, very simple, very fundamental concept. Anyway, I like the Ramchat. First tendency is he's an onus. Second tellus is he's a shogeg.
He's not amazing.
Right. But the idea of a shogeg that's chayev a korban is to make sure that you're not amazing. I'll put it a little differently. I said it to you once at the very beginning. Especially my father's Zatzal used to use. Right? Remember, there's no rational reason for a shogeg to bring a korban. A mezid should bring a korban. But a mezid is so bad that God says you can't expiate your sin with korban. You need yisurin. You need misum mechaperes. Hovor justifies calling you a shogeg. Why? Because you're not an amoretz. I can't tell you that you're amazed at amoretz. That you bring a korban, really, a shogeg brings a korban for being omer mutter, for being an amoretz teraisa. Being an amoretz b'mezid. Horror makes you into a shogeg. Lahavkin may shogeg l'mezid. Right? Once I get it into a shogeg, what kind of shogeg are you? With a fault of your own? I'm a shogeg with no fault that says you should have been more knowledgeable. You shouldn't say omer mutter. You should have known also. The answer is, what do I know? I know, I checked. I looked on the Google, and I checked what the Bezdin said about this thing, and they said, mutter. Therefore, I'm a shogeg, shogeg. If you want this, I think, a nice hezbo. Every shogeg has a taina, but you're amazed in horror. You're amazed in not knowing the halacha. Because some shogeg is omer mutter. But here you can't have the taina against this man. Why? Shabbesn horror. They have a horror of Bezdin. He did everything possible. He knows the halacha. He knows it better than anyone else because you heard Bezdin say it's mutter. Therefore, he's a real shogeg. So what's the chilek here? A shogeg with a mezid of yediyah has to bring a korban. A shogeg without no hazoda of yediyah does not bring any korban. He did nothing wrong. Two ways to understand Rab Shimon's halacha. Meisri. That's a kasha on Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon, how can you say that this man is potter even if he's Yoshe Beveso?
How can it be potter?
A fellow knocked on the door and said, we're collecting money for Par Helen Sibu. Rav Shimon, you hold that there was a collection for every individual for Pach El Tzibur. Then there's no possibility of man not knowing. That's the time. That's the Meisri. A Meisri in Mitzius Karakashe, not in Hezbo. Meisri, the Pach El Tzibur Shal Tzibur, and Tziri Avodah Kochavim, if the Hel Tzibur was on a Avodah Zorah thing, V'tchila Govan Aleihem. Right, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, a new collection is made. Betchila meaning a brand new collection. There's an old collection of Machzis HaShekel that Bezdin sent out Shluchim, right, to collect the Machzis HaShekel, Chodesh Ador, right? They went out Al Shkolim and then, and what else? Al HaKlayim, right? So that you know, better check your fields. It should mean a claim going in your field. So Shluchi Bezdin, right? And here, that's on the regular Machzis HaShekel to buy the Kavonos Tzibur. But Rav Shimon held b'tchila as a new collection, something new, people knocking at your door, asking for money to be able to buy a par helm sibel from each shevet. Remember, we learned, we covered that already in the Rambam, that really, we had it before already, that really there are 12 poorim that are bought.
Could they collect even if they did, if the savings were depleted for whatever reason?
No. They didn't, not depleted. Depleted is another problem. It's their right to raise taxes in the community. No, there was a general collection matzah shekel, right? That was for the matzah shekel for the lishko, they called it. That's for the office, but the lishko was reserved for korbanos sibul.
So now they're doing another collection.
So I mean, it's the most public announcement possible. Everybody, how could you miss it? Since right. Divrei Rav Shimon was betchila govn aleihem. Rav Yehuda omer no mei trumas halishko hein boim. So mela koint Rav Yehuda, they need to bring a korban. They buy a korban. So don't ask my opinion. No one asked me to be involved. But here a fellow comes and knocks on the door and he wants to make a collection. Am I keeping the govuluhu havalahoda? Then it's known there was a. So how could you, Rav Shimon, say that he's potter because he didn't know? How could he not know? He boy is ema kegan shegovu stam. I'll give you a lot of possible reasons. One, the guy knocked on the door. I thought he was a mashulach from a Israeli yeshiva. Never said what he's collecting for. He goes, I need a. We're collecting a dollar from everybody. Oh, give him a dollar. I close the door quick, because usually, I tell you from experience, when one guy comes in, asks for tzedakah, right? Yeah, and you give him, suddenly, makas arbe. whole of them come watching it. We boys say, Mom, kigan dolo havale b'moso. He wasn't there when they collected. So the collection was finished when he came back. He didn't know about it. The boy Sema, Rav Ke'idach Tano Sova. Rav maybe holds that Rav Shimon never said this halacha that you made a new collection. That was another mandama, the Ipra, Sanya Ipra. Because some learned that Braise reversing the names. Betchila Govel Handiri Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon said, "Mitumas alishka hein boy." So therefore, Rav Shimon is consistent. He held that he's potter from a korban because he didn't know about it. Because he was told al das bezdin and wasn't aware of the new finding of bezdin where they changed their mind. This one line of Rashi here that gave me the insight to learn the second way to learn Pshat, that the Machlokas was defining whether he was told al das hasmo or really told al das bezdin, and the fact that he didn't check up later was a sign of told al das hasmo. You see on this next line, Tanya, Rav Meir Mechayev, Rav Shimon Poter. Rabbi Elazar Omer Sofik, Mishum Subras Amru Tolui. Okay, take your choice. first has to find it. Rab Shimon, as he said in the Mishnah, right, he's Patas. He said he was told about Das Bezdi. Rab Meir Mechayev, right, look at the Rashi. Rab Meir Mechayev, you have it quickly, one line. That gave the insight in how you have to Ramshat in the beginning. Rab Meir Mechayev, the Tola Basma Havi. Well, why Tola Basma? He was told about Das Bezdi. The answer is, by not checking, by not keeping up to it, etc., it's like Tola B'das Asma. Rabbi Leza Omer Sofik, right? It's a real Tola. This is Rabbi Leza Omer. Following Rameel, where Rashi understands, that Rameel holds this, that's tantamount to Tola B'das Asma, the fact that he didn't check means he was so confident in that psak, it was his own psak. Comes Rabbi Elazar and says, I don't know how to paskin this thing, yes or no. Therefore, I don't know whether he ate chelev or ate shuman. If he was told about das bezin, he ate shuman. If he's told about das asmo, he ate chelev. What's the loche of a suffix if someone ate chelev or ate shuman? He has to bring a korban oshum toli. Therefore, he says, Sofek, meaning you bring a korban oshum toli.
Say again, Rabbi, please.
Huh?
Can you say again, please?
Yes. Since it is Tola al Das Bezdin, then what he ate was Shuman. If it is Tola al Das Atzmo, then what he ate was Chelev. Because he's not covered by Bezdin. So therefore, now that he ate already, how do you define his action? I don't know whether he ate Shuman or ate Chelev. When someone has two pieces in front of him and eats one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. He has to bring a korban oshum toli. It's one being there for a korban oshum toli. Sofik, he says, Omer Sofik, I treat this like a regular Sofik im ochal chelev, Sofik im ochal shuman. You bring a korban oshum toli. Not a chatas, but oshum toli. Remember the distinction between the two?
At the beginning, we said that if he made the mistake and took from the wrong shelf,
right,
he's chayev.
Right.
But now, since he's not sure if he ate the wrong one or the right one, it's suffek whether he was chayev or not.
No, get it clear. He's actually only one piece. I'm not sure when I ate this piece, did it have the halacha of shuman or the halacha of chelev? If I was told al das bezdin, then that shuman I ate. Nishapa chelev liu shuman. Right? And if I was told al das hasmo, then I ate what it really was. It really was chelev. Therefore, it's a suffix of what I ate. Some of what I ate is a korban oshum toli. Sumchus Omar, he says toli, he doesn't mean oshum toli. Sum says toli, meaning I don't know how to pask in this case. It's, I leave it hanging. Omar Rav Yochanan. Oshem toloi ike binayu. The chilik between Rabbi Elazar Sofik and Sumchus Sofik is Rabbi Elazar Sofik is to bring an Oshem toloi, meaning, right? And Aveda he did, right? And according to Sumchus, right, he doesn't paskin. Look at Rashi, he says nicely. Look, Rashi, Ike Binayim. Vein Rab Lezer Sumchus. And Sumchus say, maybe Yoshim Tolui. Docha Kama Sumchus. Maisa Shalo Toluhu. Lekka Lameva Shema Tolu B'das Asma Havi. Right? Dulu Hava Bacha Yuva Malia. Hecha Hava Lefonam Chticha Acha Safesh Shecheleb Safesh Shoshumlin. We ochlo, that's Oshem Toli. We didn't know the maybe Oshem Toli. Why? Should they claim him Hashem Achelev Mamish Ochal? Dava Bachiyu V'Malya. Aval Hocha, you're playing games with me over here. There are no two pieces. It's one piece. It's going to flip over from Chelev to Shuman. Hilk of Meiser shall toluhi, the tzadchiv shall lo toluhu, the lo have a tzadchiv malya. Hilk of Eid may be Yosham toluhi. I'll say that over again. I said it really, but it's the same thing. What is Sumul Steiner? If I had two pieces in front of me, there's Isur. You have to start off with Isur. Then I can talk about Isur, Rechiv Korban. There was Isur, there was Heter. I don't know whether I took the Isur or the Heter, Oshem Tomei. But in the case over here, there is no Malyo, there's no real Isur here. It's all what? Legalism. There's one piece. What is it? It's a magical thing. Depends on my mind. If my mind was told al das bezdin, that's Shuman. If my mind hesitated about told al bezdin, but really trusted my own analysis, then it's called chaylev. That's not an Oshem Toli situation. Oshem Toli has to have a vaday isur there at least. There's no vaday isur. There's only a suffix that's called Toli. You don't make a korban for that. You follow the people? That's the Oshem Malya. I need a chi of Malya, a vada Yisro. There's no vada Yisro here. Yisro, the Sapach leaves Heta right away.
So this is so Sonkos is disagreeing with Rebbe Elazar, who said that you bring an Asham Tului. He's saying here it's not. Either you were Somach al Dat Beidin or not.
Right. Amar Rab Zera comes to defend Rabbi Lozor's against Sumchus. Sumchus had a real nice taina. You don't mean korban in some of the belt. It has to fit the category of korban. Oshem Toli, we know what it is. It had to be, he says, an Isur Malya. It had to be a Badei Chelev and a Badei Shuman. Then the suffix comes in my Maiseh. But now suffering in the Mitzius, there was Chelev, there was Shuvan. Here there's a suffering in the Mitzius. Tell me, why was this piece over there? Well, I'll tell you, it depends. If you told her that's Bezdin, then it's Shuman. If you told her that's Hasmo, then it becomes Chelev. Kind of nonsense. That's Sukkos Taine. Comes along Rab Zera to defend Rab Elazar. Amar Rab Zera, Moshe de Rab Elazar, Ma'adam Adoma. L'odam she'ochal sofik chelev sofik shuman, with no delo she may be yoshem. Okay, try that one. What did you tell me? Sumchus, oh, you seem to have a real good time against Rabbi Elazar. There's no Vadesh Isur here. So I'll ask you a simple question. What if there's one piece in Sufik? I don't know where it came from. Where did it come from? Above the ribs? Above that diaphragm or below the diaphragm? It's a hunk of fat here. Sufik, whether this is Shuman or Chelev. Depends. If the butcher left it from above, right? Shuman. From below the diaphragm is Chelev. And he ate it. He is bringing Oshem Toli. Why Sofik Ochel is Chelev or not? Does that have two things? It has to be what? A Sofik on the thing that he ate, was it Chelev or was it Shuman? Why was it Sofik? Because there were two pieces, one Chelev and Shuman. No! There's a Sofik because it's one piece, but I don't know whether it was Chelev or Shuman. And if he ate it, ate it knowing it's Chelev, he's amazing. No korban. Right? But he ate it knowing it was a suffix.
Lechatchila, are you allowed to do that?
No. I mean, he, when he ate it and it was no dalo, then he became aware that this piece that he ate, we don't know whether that was a piece that the butcher said from above the diaphragm or below the diaphragm. That's also a suffix that requires a Russian tovah. So you don't like, you know, he doesn't refute Rav Zeira with a tiny of what the Russian Rashi malya. It has to be a clean iso. No, a suffix iso is what you bring a Russian tovah for. Now Rav Zeira continues. V'lo m'boi l'man damar tzibo maise. Surely, according to those who paskin, whether it's Rav Shimon or they change it, the Ibra, right? It was either Rav Shimon or Rav Yehuda, who said that the money is collected, a fresh collection from the tzibur, the mefarsem milsa, where then people know that Bezin changed the mind, and if he ate, it's because he was told al das hatzmo, not al das Bezin. Meaning, he ate, why? Sure, he knew about it. But he thought the Bezin was right the first time, not the second time. So he's told al das hatzmo, you have to bring a korban. Ela fil mandama Bezin meviim, that the money comes from Bezdin, most likely from the Lishka, right? The Loma Fasa Milsa, but I have a shawl have Ambrinale. Now that it's, I told you we dealt with two concepts. What's your responsibility as a Jew to know what's happening in your kashrus situation? Right? The second issue was whether you told her that's Asma or told her that's Bezdin. The two separate concepts here. He throws in again here. The collection could have been not mefulsome, not a public collection. That wouldn't attract your attention. But what's the last time they brought a par helam tzibur? You know what kind of tumult that is? Doesn't bring a par helam tzibur, you think it goes by unnoticed? Makes headlines in the New York Times, right? It's a garnish. How often does such a thing happen? Once in a person's lifetime, if at all. That you didn't even. You should be able to bring a bar and see, but I didn't. After Bezin makes a lot of halachos, right? I didn't bother asking which halacha they changed their mind on. What kind of nonsense? That's already negligence. that's not something. Hello, what? I feel my dama Bezin mevi'in, so for therefore, in the collection, lo mefarsa milsa. But the fact that they brought a korban, they have a shawl, have a minalei, if he would ask, why are they bringing a korban? Why does suddenly a korban par helam tzibur being brought? He didn't even interested in asking that, then he's guilty for not asking. So there's only one way to understand. He's mesama tola al das hasmo. That's why he wasn't interested. Sure, he heard about Bezin changing the mind, but he held that Bezin's psak the first time was more correct. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabin, Itema Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida, Moshol de Sumchus, Maha Dova Dome. Sumbu said, Sofik. Right. I don't know how to handle this case. Why? There's no clean iso like a a case of Oshem Toli. Therefore, it's a Sama Sofik. If you don't bring a Korban, it's Sofik. The more Hadova Dome, Lodom Shehevi Kaparoso Bein Hashmoshos. Very nice. He rushed in, he had to bring Ochatos. He did an Aveda, clean Aveda B'shogeg, not with our cases. He had to bring a Korban Chatos. He comes rushing into the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to bring a Korban Chatos. And they goofed on the time. They thought it was yet daytime. And then after they shifted, before they were Zoic, the dam, they realized the clouds moved away, and they saw it was night time. He thought it was just clouds hiding the end of the day. No, there were clouds, but it was night time. So the korban was a possible korban, right? If Ola, even an Ola's Ola Yoreid for that, it was Neshkat Balayla. Sofik Mibod Yom, Sofik Niskapelo. If it was Shechted when it was still daylight, still daytime, then his Chatos was acceptable. He has Kaporo. Sofik Mishech HaShecho. If, however, the time they Shechted the animal, it was already night, right? Then it's no good. But no, since it's Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, Niskapalo. Shame, maybe Oshem Toli. Okay, got it? He says, so that's the case of Sumchus. You said that the case of Sumchus is wrong, that you should bring. Sumchus said, you don't bring an Oshem Toli, because I have to have a Vadai Isu. And there's no Vadai Isu, then there's no Korban. Then you went ahead and you asked the question from a Sofik Chayla, Sofik Shuman, right? So he says, what about the case over here? Like the Sofik Chayla, Sofik Shuman, Sofik day, Sofik night, Sofik that his Chatos was good, so he's potter from a Chatos. Sofik Chatos was no good, so he has to bring out a Korban Chatos. What do we say over there? Shein maybe Oshem Toli. He doesn't bring an Oshem Toli for that. But a different language. If you were right in your criticism of Sumchus, if Zeda is right in criticizing Sumchus and says that Sumchus' case should have been on Oshem Toli, then how come in this case is no Oshem Toli? In this case, where it's a Sofik Yom Sofik Laila, and if it's Sofik, if it was Laila, he needs another Korban Chatos. If Yom not, we say it doesn't mean another Korban. It's a Sofik, so if he's potter from a Korban. So why do you insist that in this case where it was a Sufik, whether he was told on Das Aspo or not, why do you say he brings a Korban?
Really? Really?
And just pick up the end of the piece of Rashi just quickly, so then we'll hear what you want to say. The key point he makes. Vahocha, you see, there's a little mipnei with a yud dalad there, parenthesis. Vahocha, the bein hashmoshos lesbot sad chiyav malya. Right? There's no chiyav malya. The lekel emeim al shema mishech hashecho niskapelo. Sharei Bein Hashmoshos is Keherifayin. En Odom Olam Yocholam Adolam. Im Min Hayom Min Halayla. Upoto. Hachanam En Lek Lameim Al Shema Mamish Tol Basmo. Sharei Kvar Horo Bezdit. Just like there, it remains a suffix and you don't do anything about it. You don't bring another korban. Here too, that's what Tzumchus argued, it's a suffix. A suffix where the Torah does Asmo, if Torah does Asmo, it becomes Chelev. The Torah does Chelev, the Torah does Bezdin, it's not Chelev. So it's a suffix, so you don't bring a korban.
Rabbi, if you're bringing a korban, then that's to the base of Mikdash. And the Sanhedrin is at the base of Mikdash. The Kohanim are all there. It's not like it's just it's the same case because it's not just one person making a mistake. It's
yeah,
you have a whole group.
No, one little Kohen, not one Kohen. The guy himself runs in and shechts his own animal. Shechita k'sheira bizar. Doesn't need a Kohen. You say pakerti, kind of good. That Mesamed was that way because Kohanim's reason ain't, a Kohen wouldn't make a mistake like that. But I don't need a Kohen. Or Yisrael can shech the animal also. The guy comes, shechs his own animal. I saw that the one year I went to Kevah Shimon Yechoy on Lag BaOmer. Never thought that people still do that. That people with lambs and shechting it themselves with pocket knives. The Sephardim, the Moroccans largely, I was waiting the challah for the whole business, shechita, were they good? And I would, some it's okay.
This
is a kol shoch, the first mission is kol. Yeah, but they don't shout to the mission. A kol shoch is each other, not to obey. Yeah.
Is this case here about if at the top of the page, is this another example of what Tzumchus meant, or is
A defense of Tzumchus.
Right, but is it built upon the first part of the Chelev?
In other words, to show that when you don't have a clear Isur Heter, which is the classic Oshem Tole, two pieces, and I ate one, I don't know which one I ate. Just like there was no clear whether it was day or night, there's no way to identify Isur Malya, a clear Isur, right? Likewise, there's no way to identify clearly whether it was told as Asfa or told as Bezdin. Therefore, it's a suffix, you don't bring a call. And it's a defense of Sumchus' position. They attack Sumchus by asking a good kasha, right? On Sophic Chayla, Sophic Shubin, one piece. Says, yeah, okay, that halacha comes out against Sumchus. But here's another halacha that goes with Sumchus. Then goes back. Below me boy, Laman Domo, Bezin Mavian, the law of Pasma Milsa, El Afil Laman Domo, Tziba Mavian, the Pasma Milsa, have a meanly the Hocha Besophic, me bojom Sophic Michachacheho. Ishol lo ashkach inish de mishaili. And even if you tell me that there was sorry. We'll finish off this in. The long my boy, the man Dama Bezdin Mavian, the low and pass from Milsa, that certainly he's called Tola al Das Bezdin. Right? And therefore, if he went ahead and he nevertheless went ahead and ate the chalev, claiming that it's Shulman, even though he knew that Bez didn't change the mind already, so surely he's told al das asmo, right? Vahava amrin le, right? And people would have told him, the hocha besafik mevodyom safik mishech hashecha. This is the look at Rashi. And I feel the man that might see him with it. Vikar may mum a fast for will see. By Yochid, therefore, laugh told the bezin, but told the asmuhu. I feel Ochi, Omar told the bezinhu. Nevertheless, he also alpiyim also. Why? Because the lo mashkach inish til shaylei, lo solik adaiti lemishul lo mahiviu tzobapal, hilkoch lechet tzad chiyuv malya, the tzad ptur shayr betvei the tolba babeznu lakach emaviim oshem toli. For defending Supu's position, he says, "What are you telling me? Everybody knows they're bringing a korban sibul, right?" Therefore, surely you should know why they collected money from you, right, from Korban Sibul. And therefore, what? Therefore what? So therefore, I ate, not because I opposed their second psak. I ate because I followed their first psak. I should have known about a second psak because they came to collect money. Because no, I never have to ask anybody. I live a private life. I'm not out in the public. What do you say? Badai, in other words, he's questioning that certitude. Oh, if there was a tumult, they brought a korban sibul and they collected money, surely you would know about it. I don't see that. It doesn't follow. I don't see that is like making him bring a korban because he's told al das hasmo. I still see that he knew the first psak. He's told on that psak. How come he didn't change after hearing all the tumult, right? Because he didn't bother asking. Look in the words. It's exactly the same case in my mind, he says. If you say he should ask, no, he didn't have anyone to ask. He's a fellow who's not socially involved, and therefore I come back to the simple question, why did you eat this chalev? The answer is because Bezin said it was kosher. Now you have times against me. Why didn't you know about the second psak? Why didn't you do why? Ask why. The answer is I didn't. To be mechayev me a korban, I gotta know I did something wrong. I was told das hatzmo. But the fact remains is this: you analyze this case. He's a shlomazel who was told al das bezin the first time. He maintained that. Let's get the last this one. And this is what you found in the Perush of Shais. Amar lo ben Azai, Maishna men Ayoshev. I will keep answering. Yes, it was a chili between a Yoshev and a Holer B'derech, Holer B'dinas Hayom. So Rav Kiva said, a Holer B'dinas Hayom have no tainis, he didn't know. But Bebeso, he should know. New Shabbat, Shabbat, Kamari, Rav Kiva Ben Azai. Better way to learn Pshat. So what kind of silly question did Ben Azai ask Rav Kiva? I mean, it's such an obvious Shabbat, meaning it's such an obvious answer Rabbi Kiva gave him. So why are you asking such a question? What's the chiddush between B'yoshev Veisho and Holer B'dinas Hayom? You need a big Talmud Chacham to make that distinction. Amar Rava, no. The case was different. Herzig B'derik B'nayu. The case was he's preparing to leave. He's not in the, he's 1 foot out the door. He's 1 foot out the door. There's the question is, how do we look upon it? In Mitzius, he's still home. He has people to ask and so on. Psychologically, though, he has what's called Reise fever, German expression. Reise means trip. Geht auf Reise. He has Reise fever, right? He already has, his mind is already on board. Leben as I chayev, quote Bebeisa, he's still home. Ram Kiva Potter, the Hirzig Bederach, that's why. If it was a simple case, home or Bederach, as I wouldn't ask such a question. The question is, how do you judge this individual whose packing, his releases are packed, right? He's waiting for the car to pick him up, right? And that's when Bezin changed the mind. Is he responsible to have found out there's tumult outside, etc., etc.? So the big Musa Haskel from here is where you see that Loch is trying to analyze how much responsibility do you have for not being aware what's happening in the Jewish community, the Gabi Chi of Korban, but the Gabi Chi certainly have responsibility. That's the most of it. Means we expect you to be aware of what's happening. Whether you're so much aware that your failure to do so is behind your korban, that's a separate machlokas. But the moral lesson is there. I think we'll stop here. Yeah. What the next piece of Gemara, very nice Gemara, trying to define what's called guf kol haguf versus just a mitzvah from a guf. If all goes well, we should be able to, I don't know, half 13, I don't know, we'll make half of the mitzvah, but we should be able to get another plot in anyway.